Workbook, Unit 3, Listening.
Listening text. Long ago, there lived a poor couple, Peter and his wife. They had no money to buy food and lived a very hard life. One day, they were given some potatoes by a friend and put them on the floor. When evening came, they went to bed. At midnight, a thief stole into their house. It was very dark. The wife heard a noise and shouted, "Peter, Peter, wake up! There is a thief in our house!" Peter was a clever man. Thinking that the thief might have a knife, he did not want to make the thief angry. He just wanted the thief to go away with whatever he wanted. So he said, "Be quiet. There is no thief. Go back to sleep." So his wife went back to sleep. The thief found the potatoes on the floor, but he could not carry them because there was no bag to hold them. He took off his shirt and spread it on the floor. He wanted to pour the potatoes onto his shirt, but just when he turned back to get them, Peter quietly took away his shirt and hid it under the bed. The thief did not know his shirt was gone. He put the potatoes on what he thought was his shirt, but when he tried to pick it up, he could not do so. Just then, Peter's wife woke up and shouted again, "Peter, Peter, wake up! There is a thief in our house!" Peter became very angry. He shouted, "Be quiet, please. There is no thief in our house. Listen, if I say there is no thief, then there is no thief." When he heard this, the thief became very angry and shouted, "Who said there is no thief? If there is no thief in this house, then who has taken my shirt?"
Listening task.
Listening text.
One day, a teacher was walking along the road. It was a lovely sunny day. The sky was blue and the birds were singing in the trees. The teacher felt very happy until he saw five boys, aged about 15, standing round an animal. As he went up to them, he saw that the animal was a thin and hungry dog. It looked very frightened, and the teacher felt very sorry for it. So he asked the boys what they were going to do with the dog. "Oh," said one of the boys, "we were just deciding who should take the dog home and look after it. We all want to look after the dog, but only one of us can have it as a pet." The teacher asked how they were going to choose the owner of the dog. "Well," said the same boy, "we've decided that the one who told the biggest lie should have him." At this, the teacher became very angry. He started to explain to the boys about truth and honesty. He continued for 10 minutes while the boys listened carefully. Then he ended by saying, "And I never told a lie when I was your age." When he finished, there was a long silence. The boys looked at the teacher, and they seemed to agree with what he had said. The teacher felt happy that his words had impressed the boys. Then the same boy spoke again, "After what we heard, I think you should have the dog."
Reading task. An April Fool's Joke, The Noodle Harvest. A fool sees not the same tree that a wise man sees. William Blake. April Fool's Day, or April the 1st, is known in many countries as a day for playing jokes on others. It is usually a time when children make fun of each other, but sometimes other people can get caught in the fun too. One of the most famous jokes in England took place on British television in 1957. It was a Monday night when there were always many serious programs on the television. One of them was called Panorama, which explored problems and progress all over the world. So nobody was surprised when it began with a report on the excellent noodle harvest in South Switzerland. The program mentioned two reasons for the good crop: an unusually warm winter and the disappearance of the insect that attacked the noodle crop every year. The reporter showed many noodle trees, with the farmers pulling noodles off them and putting them into baskets. The people watching were told that they may not have heard of noodles from this part of the world, because noodles were grown as part of small family businesses. The program makers realized that people might wonder why noodles were always the same size. So they explained that it was the result of many years' patient research with the trees to produce noodles of exactly the same lengths. But even so, they explained that the life of a noodle farmer was not easy. The last 2 weeks of March are an anxious time for noodle farmers. There is always a chance of very cold weather spoiling their crop. Then it is difficult for them to get top prices on the world markets. Many people in England believed this story. They rang the BBC to find out how to grow their own noodle tree. They were told to place a piece of noodle in a tin of tomato sauce and hope for the best. This may seem very silly, but in the 1950s, very few British people travelled abroad for their holidays, and even fewer of them ate noodles. So it seemed possible to imagine that noodles grew on trees like apples, pears, and nuts. Also, people trusted the Panorama program for its careful research and serious information. So they were shocked to find the next day that they had all believed an April Fool's joke. Even today, the report of the noodle harvest is remembered as one of the best April Fool's jokes ever.